The savage stood for a moment in frozen silence, then fell on his knees beside the bed, and, covering his face with his hands, sobbed uncontrollably. The nurse stood irresolute, looking now at the kneeling figure by the bed. Scandalous exhibition! And now, poor children! At the twins, who had stopped their hunting of the zipper and were staring from the other end of the ward, staring with all their eyes and nostrils at the shocking scene that was being enacted round bed 20. Should she speak to him? Try to bring him back to a sense of decency? Remind him of where he was? Of what fatal mischief he might do to these poor innocents? Undoing all their wholesome death conditioning with this disgusting outcry, as though death were something terrible, as though anyone mattered as much as all that. It might give them the most disastrous ideas about the subject, might upset them into reacting in the entirely wrong, the utterly antisocial way. She stepped forward. She touched him on the shoulder.
"Can't you behave?" she said, in a low, angry voice.
But looking round, she saw that half a dozen twins were already on their feet and advancing down the ward. The circle was disintegrating. In another moment, no, the risk was too great. The whole group might be put back 6 or 7 months in its conditioning. She hurried back towards her menaced charges.